Did you spend time with a parent doing something they loved, which then became a lifelong love of yours too? From the age of 10, Jeff Hardy spent many nights and early mornings fishing with his dad. What was that like for him?
His old fishing hat crumples on a shelf in the gloom of his shed. It is bereft as a lost kitten, and I reach out and stroke its dusty grey felt. Its brim is still marked from his habit of tugging it down as he searched against the glare for the hint of a fin scoring the surface or a telltale quiver among the reeds. My father shared his love of trout fishing in the outdoors with me from the age of 10 when, for my birthday, he bought me my first rod. I quickly grew to love the journeys in the pre-dawn darkness, still sleepy but rousing as I flooded with anticipation. I became captivated by the wonder of flushed sunrises, the mystery of mists rising from river or lake in the half-light, and the chorus of birds repossessing their world. I learned to catch fish, with many tangles and relieved escapees on the way. He introduced me to the alien world of night fishing too, when trout became less wary and, amazingly at first, could be tempted by a black fly. This granted me sights and sounds that many never experience. The shrieks and grumbles of possums, devils conflicting like warring chainsaws, the high-pitched calls of bats, the brief flares of meteorites, dreaming curtains of red, gold and green auroras, star swathes and moonlight doubled in hushed waters. Somehow the natural world became more intimate in darkness, and my father gifted me a lifelong love of night fishing in the bush. I became good at outwitting trout, but it was the beauty and sanctity of wild nature that became far more important. On that last day of a shared lifetime of fishing, we were back at his favourite place, a long-held secret, where a canal outflow tempted the big trout to feed. He staggered, frail on the treachery of stones, but he crouched with eyes as alert as ever. He'd told me recently that, despite ageing, the eyes that look out still see the world the same way. His fly line hissed out straight and true to the heart of a dimple betraying secret life. As the fly disappeared, his square carpenter's hands, sun-blotched, timed the strike with ease. A trout surged into the air, an arc of taut muscle that slashed the calm water until he wrestled it to the edge. His eyes, faded grey-blue like this old hat, sparked as he bent to caress the fish's golden sides, stippled with red flecks. Then he tenderly released his catch. His gaze lingered where the fish hovered before ghosting into the sheltering depths. As I stand here, dust motes tumble through a stream of light in his deserted workshop. They are like fragments of memories from the depths that blur him now. I press his hat to my face and his clean smell lives again. Suddenly he stands beside me, lopsided grin, crow's feet and laughter lines, mocking, loving. How easily I am ambushed.
Jeff Hardy there with his story of night fishing with his dad. And that piece was produced by Lara Van Ray and John Jacobs.